You're not a real man. It's got to be glaringly obvious by now that you're not a real man. You're barely even worthy of being in polite company as a servant or slave, and you certainly know that you could never pretend to be manly enough to fool anyone. You're a weak and pathetic sissy slut cocksucker, and you know it. And all of that could still leave room for you to claim to be a man at the end of the day, except for one fatal flaw. You're pathetic in bed. Real men have huge cocks and know how to use them. You have a tiny little pecker and can't even keep your girlfriend satisfied enough not to run out and fuck big dick men. You're so weak and pathetic that you stay home on Friday evenings while she goes out to the club with her friends and winds up coming home after the bars close, smelling of another man's aftershave. You're a cuck. And you have to know exactly how pathetic and sad that makes you. In no world would you be considered anything other than a beta. You're not a real man at all. Weak little cucks like you are to be pitied. It's no wonder you can't keep a woman satisfied. Anything less than a good fat cock, at least 8 inches in length, and any woman would walk away. This tiny thing between your legs, that pathetic hot dog looking thing, could never satisfy anyone, and you know it. That, honestly, that's the worst part, that you know all this, and yet you still inflict your pathetic self on women as if you had some other sterling characteristic that could possibly make us overlook the simple plain fact that you're not a real man at all. You're just so fucking pathetic, really. For more, you should visit my blog, fetishphonesexblog.com, or call me at 800-601-7259. Beg for heart.